și ai cu doci cămeni, da ti iubim tvoje lice bijelo, pa da bude srce moje veselo.
One of the most famous interpreters of the Bosnian song tradition, known as Sevdalinka, we heard Nada Mamula in 13 of her most popular recordings of these songs. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. For our last work, we now travel to Poland to hear one of the most important symphonic compositions of the last half of the 20th century. Henryk Gorecki, who lived from 1933 until 2010 and was a native of southern Poland, active in the city of Katowice, composed his Symphony No. 3 for soprano solo and orchestra in 1976. Known also as the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, Gorecki's Third Symphony marked a shift in his compositional style from somewhat dissonant to a tonal style based on modal church music as well as the music of southern Poland. All three movements are influenced by these tonal and melodic aspects. The texts of the three movements are the sorrowful elements of the symphony. The first is a 15th century Polish lament of Mary, Mother of Jesus. The second, a message written on the wall of a Gestapo cell during World War II. And the third, a folk song of a mother searching for her son killed by the Germans in the Silesian uprisings of the early 1920s. Both haunting and achingly beautiful, here is the Symphony No. 3, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, by Henryk Gorecki. Dawn Upshaw is the soprano soloist, with the London Sinfonietta, conducted by David Zinman.